Previously on RPG Revolver.
The door to the north.
The door to the north.
Is that a nice door? Is it like oak?
The adventure path didn't get into describing the door, and I don't feel like making it up. So,
All right, let's check it for traps.
A magical voice booms out from the statue. In my hands, I judge the value of all wealth. Raise it up, whichever is greater. One of these coins is deception. Find it using only two judgments and receive my blessing. Two and six?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Census. Six in the hands, and then four and eight are sitting out.
Do the hands move, Toker?
As you put two in one hand and six in the other, the two rises.
Hey!
Six is a fake.
Nice.
So you turn the fake in. As soon as the puzzle is solved, another door slides open just a little further up the hallway you're going to on the right.
I'll start 20. My own Pathfinder game.
It's fine, gotcha. Because in this game, when you tie with the monsters, they go first.
That's fine. I just want to...
Period.
That's
I was like, oh, that's cool.
But that's fun for one person instead of being fun for five people.
No, it's fun for the two kobolds as opposed to
the rest of them. As long as they're having a good time.
They're having a good time.
And now... on RPG Revolver.
Awesome. No consent. You don't get to consent.
Yeah, no consent needed.
No, consent. Consent is sexy.
You yeah. say so. You're like one of those jackasses that say condoms are sexy.
So, condoms are not sexy, especially on me. I don't have to come on.
It's an extra peel for your banana.
Yeah. Makes it taste better, I've been told.
Gross.
It depends on the penis. Don't shake your head no.
it's on the penis.
There was this girl I was seeing at one point, and she would be really hot and heavy in public. She would want to make out and be gropey, and then when we get to her house, she would do the playful no. And I would stop and go home. And I never knew like what the deal was. We ended up never hooking up. And then I heard a Louis C.K. bit like a year or so later where he talked about the same thing where he met a girl after the show. He took her up to the motel room. Everything was going good. And then she said no. So he stopped and he left. But he ran into the girl later and he just goes, so what was the deal? Like you said no. She goes, oh, I just like it when a guy takes control. And he was like, I'm not rolling those fucking dice. And then later we found out that he'll show his penis to people, whether they ask or not. So I'm conflicted on a lot of fronts here about what I should have done. And I'm happy with my results.
Yeah, no, you took the right.
Well, I mean, in those situations, his hands are kind of tied up. So, I mean, they can leave the right easily, thing. Right?
You did the right thing. By jerking off alone in your room.
Yeah. I think that night she fell asleep next to me and a spider crawled into my mouth and I left. Oh. And I called her the next day. I called her the next day and was like, this isn't working out. And she goes, yesterday was my birthday. Are you breaking up with me on my birthday? And I went, yeah, spider crawled into my mouth and we're not having sex. And I don't know what to do anymore. I got to wash this all away. Does that make me a bad person?
No,
I can't get past the spider crawling in your mouth.
Hold on.
Does she live in a haunted house?
No, she had a clean house.
Spiders exist.
I have a question. You said we went out on my birthday and then you're breaking up with me on my birthday.
Well, no.
Which was her birthday.
She said, why do you not want to hang out anymore? And I was like, well, yesterday, these are the things that happened that make me
the spider mouth thing.
Not interested in you anymore. I was like, you're real hot and heavy when we're out in public, but when we get back to your house, I get like weird mixed signals that I don't feel comfortable with. And when you fell asleep, a spider crawled into my mouth. So I think that's a sign that we're done. And she was like, yesterday was my birthday. You're breaking up with me because of what happened on my birthday. And I said, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you might be the asshole for saying that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, no.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the truth. I mean, you know, it's...
It's what happened on...
tell the truth.
Honestly, though, it's what didn't happen is why you're breaking up with her.
Kevin, you were a part of this.
You didn't get a taste of delicious spider, Kevin.
I was making out with her outside the back door of Voodoo, and I looked up and Kevin was staring at us through the door. That's when all the creepiness really started. you were breathing heavy. Like, there was that fog on the glass door. too real? All right, let's play this game. Oh, true story.
Please. Pathfinder 2E sounds like a fun game to play.
I need a cigarette after that story.
Oh, shit. I don't know. A cigarette or a bath?
Just
definitely some pesticide.
The dramatic music kicked in. Boom, and I looked up, and it's just staring through a door. Sorry.
You two are the best of friends.
We are good friends, Kevin.
You sure we're wondering.
With all sincerity, we've had adventures in the past. I was actually, maybe I'll play it on this. I was digging through more of the old radio station stuff, and I'd found a folder that I hadn't gone through yet, and in it was three interviews. Where two of the interviews was all three of them were me and Kevin interviewing each other as different people. It would either be me as myself interviewing Kevin as someone who is famous and recently dead, or him interviewing me. I think I was Dale Earnhardt.
Fuck yeah, do it for Dale
Jr.
I was the one that had just original. Died. You were Steve Irwin.
Oh, shit. A fucking.
Did you make a joke about me having a loose butthole?
Crikey.
You are
Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin.
Crikey.
This is good because I was a big fan of Steve Irwin.
I was too.
I love Steve Irwin.
Crikey. Will you look at the size of that bloke? He's bloody huge. He's got beautiful, beautiful coloration. And if you look at the tip of his tail, oh, that's coloration I've never seen before.
That's not his tail, Steve. I thought you were a professional.
Crikey! You know what I like to do?
What's that, Steve?
If I'm at a live concert here in Charleston and I see any ass crack, I like to sneak up on him and jam my thumb straight up his bunghole.
Really?
It really pisses him off.
I think you've gotten me once or twice.
Yeah!
Some people like that.
That hole's a little loose there, Toker.
Oh. I love Steve Irwin.
Yeah, crikey.
And they're funny for me to listen to, but they were so distasteful. I can't imagine when material. We got fired from that job.
What did y'all get fired for?
I think realistically, we weren't that good. But honestly,
they fired you, but they kept the pervert in the kilt.
Yeah, he died of a heart attack later. He sucked anyway.
But mine I just was a part time that wasn't under contract, and they just didn't give me hours. They were like, "Yep, we're done with that."
Yeah, they laid off most of the staff, so us part timers who just had fun on the weekends were kind of the first to go. But I think it really boiled down to the fact that the people who owned the place weren't paying their taxes. That was what kind of fell down. Ooh. Information that came down.
Yeah.
So it was like either fire a bunch of people or lose your whole business, and they fired a bunch of people.
Well, I think, and also they really cowed down to the warning sign of confiscating the owner's private jet.
Yeah, I remember that story popping up.
Private jet? Bullshit, man.
Yeah, the guy had a private jet.
Yeah, the guy that owned that radio station owned radio stations all over the country.
Is it a Clear Channel guy, or
It wasn't Clear Channel. That was one up we had, but it was it was pretty.
I feel like Clear Channel bought like half the country or something. I mean,
he owned two here, and he owned at least two somewhere else. So not that any of this information matters, but
he's like a petty radio baron.
I think his Charleston radio stations were his most profitable ones. So I think all the other ones just shut down.
Oh, wow. Like, that's the thing. Like, I kind of missed, like, that we had, like, you know, music festivals and shit, but basically. Mm-hmm.
God, did you see how much the there's the music for the 4-day like metal festival in Florida, Rockville? Mm-mm. It's like $650 a person now. If you want to sit in the shade, you could go for $350 if you want to sit in the middle of the speedway in the middle of the day with no shade.
No.
I mean, you say now. I feel like I paid like $250 for Bonnaroo in like 2003.
Yeah, Jesus.
You know, like,
yeah, I mean, I remember
my prices just went up too. So,
yeah, me and Josh,
like 600 person,
and I think it was $300, $400 for the weekend, but that was for the VIP. And basically, that meant here's chairs and shade. Thank yeah, you for the extra money. Here's a place that you won't have heat stroke.
Chairs and shade, no water.
You still had to pay for the water. Actually, I think we had water fountains and AC'd bathrooms, which was huge. That was almost worth it.
That was the worst, going into a steamy outdoor.
Oh, God.
Porta potty. Doo-doo smoke.
The porta potties with the poop piled up over the toilet at Bonnaroo. Just like a cone.
That's where people are like, they're getting up on top of it and squatting and like popping a squat.
Shitting is a cone spell.
It was nasty.
Those people like standing on
shitting
the
shitting is a cone spell.
Squatting above the thing.
There's only so many bathrooms. You can't go anywhere else.
Yeah.
Leaving is a whole day's thing. So,
you just have to stand on top of that pile and add to it.
Yeah, how you could.
Cone of crones.
Then the big rain that went high up enough to get into the porta potties.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the horses just shitting everywhere. It was nasty.
I'm trying to drink here, madam.
I can't wait to go to the Bonnaroo this year.
Guzzle
killing
up.
Me.
Yeah, that shit is just not for me anymore.
Weren't we getting back into experience. Pathfinder?
Sure.
Why are we talking about all this shit?
Let's talk about poop just a little longer.
Wait. Okay, I have a question. This is hypocrisy. Sure. This is gross hypocrisy, especially gross, because every time we bring up something like doo-doo, Mahogany gets upset. But now that she's bringing it up,
now that she's got her doo-doo story.
Haven't you heard of a double standard? Well,
Mahogany, how many people walk around barefoot? With their feet.
Oh, those are her two feet.
I was. I lost my shoe.
Oh, God.
So this is Bonnaroo weekend. We get there. It's Father's Day.
Which is a weird time
weekend. And so day one, I call my dad. Because I'm like, I'm going to get fucked up this weekend. I'm not going to be, by Sunday, I'm not going to be in any position to call my dad. So I call him day one. We get there. Tell him happy Father's Day. You know.
Happy Father's Day,
so I had my phone day one.
Just ignore them.
It rained a little bit that afternoon. Just took the shoes right off my feet. The ground just gets so suctiony. Took the shoes right, just lost in the mud. Gone immediately. And I lost my phone the same way. In the mud. And so yeah, day one. No shoes, no phone. And we spent all of our money. All of our money. Yeah, it was a good time. Had a lot of fun, though.
And now, all these years later, you get to talk about the doo-doo tower. The porta shots.
I mean, you gotta walk, and you have, like, you gotta get, you go, and, like, I paid this money, I'm going to shows. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So I think I borrowed some flip-flops from somebody for some time.
Oh, yeah, that'll protect the feet.
Oh, yeah.
Is there doo-doo on these flops? Okay,
yeah, the flops got eaten by the mud, too. Gone. And, like, so the day, like, the next, like, it would dry up, because the sun is so weird. Like, you see that cracked looking thing in the sand. It was that kind of terrain. And then when it rained, it would all that stuff that had dried up and cracked up would turn into like slick a mud. Clay. Yeah. Like a slick clay mud. And that's what it like. So the next morning you'd wake up and it would be like that crackly clay and you'd see shoes sticking up too.
Yesterday's victims.
Yeah, it wasn't just me. It wasn't just me. Everybody. A lot of people lost a lot of shoes. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the only time up the one in North Carolina, which was the Big Rock one, was the only like 3-day music event I went to. And me and Josh went. I was real happy we paid for the shade and the chairs, because just watching herds of people slowly die of heat exhaustion as they meander from stage to stage became like part of the show. It was. I see why people think zombie apocalypses are going to happen, because you can see them at around 4 p.m. when it's 95 degrees outside and people are just drunk and struggling to go see fucking Marilyn Manson one more time. Phenomenal to see. And just, but not for me anymore. I've done it. I'm done. I don't want to do that again.
He's over with the dope show.
Where did you go in North Carolina?
I can't remember the town.
Rockingham is.
No, it wasn't Rockingham. It was like Chapel something. I don't think it was Chapel Hill, but it was like close. There's a speedway up there.
Are you talking about like at the pavilion, Blockbuster Pavilion, or the Verizon Amphitheater?
It wasn't an amphitheater. Like it was where they raced cars and they had put up stages. Like there was.
So that was like Concord. Is that
Concord? Concord.
The Lowe's Motor Speedway.
That's Charlotte Motor Speedway. Then
maybe.
It's like remember. It's like north.
I don't know anything about Charlotte. NASCAR. Yeah.
It's Charlotte area. Charlotte.
Yeah, it was just a giant open field that they built two main stages and a bunch of little stages. They had a VIP. I say VIP, but it was literally, they're just like, here's tents. Here's tents and chairs. Thank you for the extra $200.
They should have like a rock festival. Rock festival at Biltmore Estate. Just like shit all over everything.
Well, yeah, it was awful. I mean, we had a good time watching the shows and stuff, but it's miserable for anybody else.
Yeah.
One more fun fact. It's the only time I've ever been sunburned was at Bonnaroo.
Well, I wish that was the case for me.
Yeah.
I get like, sunburned if I'm out for 2 hours.
Yeah, I just go check the mail.
I'm getting sunburned off booze. I haven't been outside all day.
Me and Mahogany
sunburn from the inside.
Me and Mahogany go to the pool together, and there's definitely a difference between how the sun interacts with me and how the sun interacts with her. And I'm very jealous.
Sucks to suck, sucker.
That's true.
I worked with a guy who had to have some of his ear cut off because he fucking it had seen too much sun.
Oh no.
Yeah, I was like, dude. I hate to ask, but what happened up here? He goes, I used to surf, and that ear saw a lot of sun, so they had to cut the cancer out of it.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a bunch of skin cancer from being
sunburned. I thought surfers had long hair for that reason, so they didn't get like
some of them. I was wet. It's like all
maybe
back,
he had big ears.
He did.
Stuck out.
had big ears.
All right, so we rolled initiative last week. Shut up.
Okay.
If it's not a doo doo story, man, I don't want to hear it.
So I was in the bathroom and a guy was
that
like,
reminds me.
Yeah, so
quick I rolled recap. A 25, I believe.
Yeah, no, it's still up from last time, and that's nowhere close. So a little recap from last week. You guys went through the first trap room, you solved the gold puzzle. Mainly, I think Mahogany solved that gold puzzle. If we're using hero points,
she did all the heavy lifting.
I think we'll give her an extra hero point for this encounter.
Hell yeah!
I think so.
I'm fully behind this.
And yeah, so you came through. You disarmed. You deactivated a trap that you found in the treasure room. You still didn't know exactly what it went to. You're assuming it's some kind of trap in this room, but now you know for sure that trap is disabled. And now we're going into combat, where I kind of jumped the gun a little bit. Noob had walked his character into the room, and I didn't realize he couldn't see the kobolds, but I went ahead and was like, there's kobolds in there. Roll initiative. So we're going to start with that. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. One kobold comes running up there.
I don't think anybody could see those kobolds even with a light source. Look at this.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Yeah.
These kobolds have the advantage.
And the ultra black.
I need to start clicking on you, because if I click on your characters, it'll show me what your character can see. Mm-hmm. But I just saw Noob's character in the room. It was like, there's kobolds in there, motherfucker.
Sorry. Listen, you give me the ability to control my character WASD. I love it. my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Let's begin the encounter. That kobold went. That kobold went. And now it is noobs go.
Woo! Now I feel fancy.
Huh. I don't see nothing.
Yeah, I can't see any of this action.
So five. Yeah,
I'm aware at this point.
That's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. That's one movement.
You see him now, yeah?
Yep. Actually, I'm going to take cover right here and raise shield. And then that's my three moves or my three actions.
Did you see three kobolds when you went over there?
That's all two. Disappeared. No, he's there.
Okay, so maybe just the other ones outside of your line of sight.
No. Yeah, so I take cover. Which...
No, you should have been able. You should have been able to see three. Anyway, so you move, you take cover,
and I raise my shield.
Raise your shield. All right, Mahogany.
Hearing the skirmish, I'm going to move this way. Still don't see anything. I can't do that. Can't go diagonally. I don't see anything. Oh, okay.
You should see one to the north, right? Right?
Yeah, northeast. I just
oh, I do see
my
them all.
My character sheet was in the way. All right, so that's, I've taken one action so far. So I'm going to take another action to movety move. And then I am going to flurry of blows.
Okay.
First one is an 18.
That'll hit.
Woohoo. Second one is a 1. Natural uno.
Critical fail. You're not doing anything for that unless... Yeah, flurry blows doesn't say anything for critical fail, does it?
No, it's just 2 unarmed strikes.
Okay, yeah.
And my unarmed strike doesn't specifically...
Okay.
See, fist. Yeah. Yeah, 2d6. Oh, 1d6 plus 2. Okay, don't look at it. 5 damage. To the kobold.
A whack and but he's still standing.
And that's all 3 of my actions.
Matt.
Alright, I'm gonna move up. And up again. Let's see. See one of my compatriots there. So that was 5, 10, 15, 20. Is that noob down there at the corner? And then I'm going to move to here. And I will attempt to stealth. Does that take cover?
I mean, you're next to a wall. You could take cover to increase your cover by 1 step, which is an action.
But I think I can hide. That's what I want to do, which is an action.
Okay.
So I have to see. You huddle behind cover or greater cover or deeper into concealment to become hidden rather than observed.
Okay.
GM rolls your stealth check in secret and compares the result to perception DC because you're observed by that you have cover or greater cover against or are concealed from. You gain to circumstance bonus from cover or greater cover to your check. So how do I let you do that?
I'm looking at your character sheet now.
So you have to add it in your actions. It's under
yes, like regular actions. I got it under there.
You just click it, the little black thing.
Oh, I did it. Okay. So there
no,
it is.
No, I do it.
Well, I do it. I think you can roll it, right?
Yeah. So that I know. I'm trying to see. Some of these give me the option to roll it.
And you hit where it says stealth? And the hide thing? I think
you click on hidden there.
No.
Or stealth. One of the two.
I'm saying on some of these, it pops up with where I can just, like, next to your perceptions, there's two dice rolls. There's one that I can roll in secret, and there's one that I can just roll for everybody to see. And I was looking if this skill had where I could roll a secret version of it. But I don't see it. So
what's your roll bonus? It says, like,
When I click the stealth button, roll mode,
it has like blind GM roll, private GM roll, public roll. It's like a drop down menu there. And then whatever like concealment gives me.
That's what I'm saying. I'm clicking hide.
Not hidden. So click stealth.
Yeah, click stealth in the little drop down that I posted.
Did you see what I rolled?
Toker privately rolled some dice.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, just question mark, question mark.
Cool. Did you add like the cover though into it?
No. What's the cover give you?
Hold on a second. I think there's another thing for that. Hold on.
I want to say plus four.
So cover gives you, let's see. You instead gain, if you have standard cover, you instead get greater cover is plus four. So I think I would have standard, which is a plus two.
Okay.
So plus two to whatever that stealth is, since I tried, I basically ducked in behind a pillar after they probably saw
me. Oh, so if you're ducked behind a pillar, that's greater coverage, right?
It depends on the angle with the thing can see. It doesn't matter, so let's move on.
It does.
All right, as long as he knows what it's going to be.
Yeah, okay, the increasing or decreasing his stat doesn't change the dice that I've rolled so far. Mm-hmm. So if it was a close call, then we would keep discussing, but it's not.
Okay. I thought the point of this was to make sure that we all understood
the rules. Yeah, well, we can understand it better. You can read it when we're not recording.
Well, maybe our listeners want to understand it too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Listeners. Listeners, mm-hmm. Comment, please, for God's sake.
You know, it's the other ones go. It's going to charge the monk.
Where'd he go?
I say charge. He's just going to move up and spear you. Or wait. What was his? How much movement did he have? Ten, 15, 20. Do y'all know if diagonal's 5 feet for the first and 10 for the second? I can't.
That I don't know. I have been unclear on that topic.
Yeah. I play that's just how math works.
Check the measurement tool and see what it says. You get 25 feet of movement.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, anyway. It moves up and it's going to roll to hit you. Oh, critical.
No, it's not. Oh.
It's a nat 20.
Well, fine.
Speed, fly speed, falling. I'm not getting much in the way of like clarification on it. Hold on. Grid movement, okay.
So, 8 damage as he runs up and jams his spear at you.
So, yeah, on Pathfinder 2. Wait, hold on. Let me double check. Yeah, is sticking with the same rules for movement.
Okay, cool.
So grid movement is like 5, then 10, then 5, then 10.
Cool. Kevin.
All right, there's one movement. I now see all three of them, and I'm going to raise my shield, and that'll be my turn.
All right.
2 strides and a ray shield.
Wizard. Or Terrence.
Oh, sorry. That is me. You should have said Wizzo, the wizard. That way I would know.
I said one of those words.
All right, so 5, 10, 15, 20. Okay. Can I see the kobolds from here? Looks like it. All right, so I'm going to cast a spell upon them.
All of them?
Hmm?
All of them?
No, just the one not engaged in combat. I don't want to, like, cause any.
The one furthest back.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. I might not be able to. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. I cannot. So I'm going to cast it on. Oh, actually, I have another 5 feet of movement. Yeah. There you go. So, yeah, I can get him. I'm going to cast a phase bolt upon him. And I got to go over here to the, sorry, these menu options. Everything's new. Okay. Attack, roll. I got an 18 to hit.
Oh, that's a miss.
Oof. All right. Well, my phase bolt misses. Move and attack. That's all right. I got.
Then round 2. Now that you guys can see the kobold in the back, he can see it. You see it throw something on the ground between it and the other kobolds? Some type of trap. Looks like a bunch of spikes or let's see, let me read it. it's basically a bear trap he throws down on the ground in front of him.
I was gonna say it looks like a bear trap.
Moves over here. Everybody actually Mahogany, Kevin, and Terrence give me perception.
Perception, okay. I rolled it.
11.
Okay. And I got a 21.
Oh. You can actually see that he's already put another one down over there now that you can see what he's doing. So it's an action. Oh, it's still. Well, it's still 3 actions for him to do that, so he does not move.
Do I need an action to call out what I see, or?
No, you can yell out and point to it.
All right, I will alert the party that he's laying out traps, and I'll point in the general direction, hoping that they see them.
The other kobold is going to move into a flanking position. And, strike with the spear. Missing with an 8. And 13 doesn't hit you either, yeah?
No.
No. So he strikes at you twice, missing. So he moved, he did 2 actions, now it's Noob's go.
It's Noob's go! Cool. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Okay.
That's a move, and then I'm gonna bite him.
You know, I fully expect you to get sick of that nickname one of these days, but it's never happened.
20 to hit.
20 will hit.
Nobody knows his real name, so.
It's Mitch.
That Mitch. Is not, right. 6 damage.
Okay.
And then he is now off guard from my free hand, my feet snagging strike. And then I'm going to attack him again.
Okay.
And I'm going to attack him again. And that's a -2 to his AC from being off guard, I think.
Okay.
So, cool. 15 hit his AC?
No.
Can I use my hero point to add a flat +8?
I can't remember the rules for the hero points. I don't.
That's one of them, I believe.
Spend one hero point to reroll a check. You must use the second result. This is a fortunate effect, which means you can't use more than one hero point on a check. There was a list with more things on it, but I don't see it anymore. Maybe they got rid of it. I'm going to say you can spend it to reroll it, just so we can move, keep moving if you want to.
Yeah, sure, I'll reroll it. Boop. 19 to hit with a -2?
19 will hit.
Yeah, damage. I bite him again for 4 damage. Yeah, minimum damage.
Okay. Brings us to the monk, Mahogany.
I was trying to find... Oh, that's what I'm looking for. All right, I'm going to attempt to shove the one in front of me into that trap.
Okay.
And so I'm looking at it. It's like, you must have at least one hand free. Target can't be more than one size larger than you. You push a creature away from you. Attempt an athletics check against your target's fortitude DC.
Okay.
Push, and then if I succeed, I push my target back 5 feet. And I can stride after it if I want to, but I must move in the same distance in the same direction. If I critically succeed, I push it up to 10 feet. And yeah, same thing. And then if I critically fail, I lose my balance, fall, and land prone.
Okay, so you're taking a risk.
Yeah. Hello, hello. What did I say? Acrobatics? Athletics,
yeah.
Why don't I? Oh, okay, there it is. So it's only a +5. Come on, baby. Oh, that's an 8.
You didn't, you failed, but you did not critically fail.
Okay, so that's one action. Okay. I am gonna try again.
Does this suffer the effects of, I don't think so, because it's a skill check.
It's a natural 20 either way.
Oh, yeah, well, that'll work.
Oh! Ho, 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 ho.
So that would make it 25. So, yeah,
so you push him onto the trap.
Nice.
He gets a basic reflex save. 18. Pretty good reflex. Now, let's see. How does this work? Okay, so I was just going to read it. Once the trap is deployed and a square deals 2d8 piercing damage to anyone who steps on the square with a DC 17 basic reflex saving throw. I guess he doesn't take any damage then?
Yeah, it doesn't say like half damage if you pass or whatever. You just, either you...
And that one says it resets...
Is there a kobold in between Mahogany and that trap? Because I don't see him.
I mean, there was until...
Okay, cool.
He's on the trap.
He's on the trap, and the trap is up front. See?
Okay, cool. Does that provoke?
No, the trap is gone because it you triggered the trap.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me...
Hey, that's one way to clear the room.
Just don't understand... The first Reddit post, what are traps supposed to do exactly?
Thank you, Reddit.
Show up a couple times.
Because they're all hazards now. So I'm like, maybe it's under... Yeah, I guess it's just you say it's save or suck with this trap, and until I've see something different, we're just going to go with that. So it activates. Okay. He falls on the trap, but rolls out of it before it clamps onto his body. The trap is gone. That has been moved. You've used 2 actions.
I'm going to flurry of blows on the one that's next to me.
Okay.
First one is another natural 20.
All right. Describe your kill.
I punch right through his little kobold head.
Oh, he was wearing a gem on his forehead. It's destroyed now.
No, it wasn't.
No, no lies. Treasure for you.
Lies.
The lying liar.
Look.
And then, so that's your go. Matt, your go.
All right, cool. I really can't see anything at all. I knew Noob was there and he was going that way, so I'm gonna. Is there a way I can like peek around the corner and stay hidden?
Yeah, you can move your character up and roll a stealth. Okay. Like just the 5 foot to like peek around, see if that.
I just want to be. I don't even have to move my. I'm normally. Like real life, I wouldn't even move, but I would just look around the corner so I can see what's going on.
But you're gonna have to peek your head out there to see, so that's why you have to roll a stealth to see if you stay hidden.
Okay, so I'll roll stealth here. Got my actions.
I guess I would.
Do I get a bonus because I'm hidden?
Sure.
So I think that I had like the cover, right? I don't know. I mean, you tell me if I don't know if I passed that. Check earlier because you did.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. It's like maybe it should be me to roll it again. So, you poke your head out and you look.
Okay.
Whether or not you're still hidden, you don't know.
What the hell? I mean, if I'm not hidden, they would notice me, right? And I would notice that they noticed me.
I don't know, man.
I don't like this. All right, well, I'll just move there. At least I'm just flanking with this one guy.
They definitely see that.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, how am I ever supposed to be in stealth and attack somebody then?
I don't know. This one's just... I don't know.
Flanking, it doesn't matter. Flanking gives me the same bonus, so...
Right.
I can still get my sneak attack bonus if I'm flanking, so...
You're asking me rules for a character I've never played. I don't know.
No, I know. I'm just... and I'll read up on it some more, too, so I can have a more informed answer, but it's... but flanking gives me... basically gives them flat-footed against me, so I get my sneak attack bonus. Yeah. So, let's see my actions. So, I'm going to strike with my new short sword. And I got to roll 27.
Yeah, that'll hit.
I guess I rolled they gave me a 19, so that's
good. That's a 19, yeah. That's also, that's a critical.
And then
you beat his AC by 10.
Jesus.
That's good. So is Jesus. That, and then I do base damage and sneak attack. So there we go. So I did 10 damage.
Okay, so describe your kill.
Oh, wow. I can't believe that. That's terrible. I rolled terribly. All right, so I come out of the shadows brandishing a really shiny sword. Two cuts to the leg and then one straight into the throat as I swerve around him and leave him bleeding to death on the stone floor there.
All right.
And with him being dead, I'm going to dip back around the corner here.
Excuse me.
With my last action.
Okay.
And so I'll be in cover.
Cool.
Because I'm still hurting a lot because I did not get... I've been healed from the trap.
Kevin.
I am going to go ahead and cast. He needs to make a basic reflex save of 16.
Yeah, he got it.
All right. That's two actions. Third action, raise my shield.
Yeah, critically save. So that...
it's a save or suck.
Okay.
It's a cantrip. but I can do that to two enemies if they're two left.
And raise your shields.
Yep.
All right.
Like, I assume that's for a turn, correct?
What?
The ray shield.
Yeah. Wizzo, Wizard Terrence.
All right. Three knives. We're back. We're bad. Okay, I'm going to move up a little bit. And there is a cobalt left. I'm going to try phase bolt again. Attack. 27 to get it.
Oh, natural 20.
Ew.
Critical yeah. damage.
Roll damage. So double damage, 20.
You didn't hit the critical damage? You rolled 10 and you're doubling it?
Yeah. I'm sorry, was there a critical damage?
Sometimes, yeah, I think you could with the damage, it'll say critical. I just had a moment of hope that your critical was only 10 damage, but instead you've killed the creature.
Okay, good. I don't see a thing for critical damage on the
roll. Oh, okay. So maybe I just you can't it. Critical with it.
Incorrect.
You can hit the double button, though, which is cool.
And then you take
20 damage.
Yeah.
I have hurt myself.
That's the problem with hitting those buttons. Applying it to yourself.
Unfortunately, the Cobalt Trapmaster, which is the strongest monster I've had so far, is dead already.
Wizzo strikes again.
He has one spike trap left that he didn't deploy. They all have a spear or a couple spears and leather armor, and he has a short sword as well. None of them have any gold. Let's see. After defeating the kobolds, the players could examine their fallen foes. The kobolds' gear is listed in their stat block. The kobold trapmaster is wearing a special necklace, a simple copper chain, and a cracked piece of large eggshell. The shell is ivory in color, but it has a strange green veins running through it.
Ew.
This piece is only about 3 inches across, but the egg it came from must have been at least 2 feet wide. Even if the heroes take this piece back to town, never mind. That's for me. All
right, can I roll a knowledge check on it?
You can.
Would you suggest one?
Sure.
I'll do Arcana if you're... Arcane.
Let's just say that you roll even with a really high roll. You're not entirely sure, but yeah, give me an arcane or nature.
I rolled an arcane. It was not a good roll. 8.
It's an egg.
I don't know what this is, but it looks big.
I got a 21 for nature.
Okay. You believe that this comes from some sort of giant turtle or reptile-like egg, but you can't be sure off the size of this piece what type of creature would have come at it. It just resembles a turtle or reptilian egg.
Yeah, it's either amphibian or reptilian, but it's a big one.
Lore cooking. It's an
egg. Rumble it. It's an egg.
I'll try it.
19?
It's definitely an egg. And then I'm just going to read from this so you know what the game is telling me.
All right.
To tell you. After defeating the kobolds, the heroes can take their belongings. Noted in each treasure stat block, the heroes won't find other treasure in the room. But there is another exit. The spiral staircase in the back of the room descends even deeper into the earth. This is a great time for the heroes to rest and regain their spells and hit points before pressing onward. You should remind them of this option and encourage them to head back to Otari to report what they have discovered.
Okay.
You can also use this time to steal any treasure that you found and purchase additional gear. So at this point, the game is suggesting, before going further into this dungeon, returning to town and resting.
Nah.
I don't know what's in the next level of this dungeon, but the writers are like, tell them to nap.
All right, so let's go take a nap and buy a ton of potions. Well,
all right. Before we nap, I have a question. What type of healing do we get from a full rest?
Click it and find out. Click the little bed icon.
Well, I'm just wondering, because I can spend a hero point, regain a spell, and I can regain heal.
We can all go down to sleep for a day.
I got one hit point back when I hit the button.
The character regains hit points equal to their constitution modifier, minimum one, multiplied by their level. If they rest without any shelter or comfort, you might
reduce this
healing. Hold on. The character loses the fatigue condition. The character reduces the severity of the doomed and drained conditions by one. Most spellcasters need to rest before they regain their spells for the day.
I didn't even cast anything but my cantrips.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
That's it. That's the rest. Right. That's the things that happen when you sleep.
All right. Well, then, in that case, I'm going to go ahead and spend my hero point, regain heal, and spend a 3-turn action. And me go ahead and if I can do this. Is the song just a loop? You can't tell what's going down. Just kidding, it is you. This is where I put the timer on the video.
60 seconds theme song.
Alright, there we go.
Thanks for waiting for Kevin to heal us all. That song was by Noob. It's about being in an elevator.
Oh, thanks.
Alright.
I actually slipped in a mode module at the end of it.
So how much healing was it, Kevin?
I think we're still actually waiting.
Oh.
I'm trying to place a 30-foot emanation.
Everybody gets close. It's cool. Oh, wait. Then the game will actually heal y'all if y'all are close when they cast a spell.
Yeah,
you get close to Kevin.
Let's go. Move to the right, son.
We all holding hands.
Oh, not the kobold. Don't revive him.
The traps are healed.
No!
Oh, wow. Nobody had to move.
Yeah, 30-foot emanation.
Oh, shit. Noob left.
Fuck that.
Emanation.
I want it.
So there it is.
What? But
I'm trying to see if it'll.
Oh, Kevin, just hit the. I'll hit it.
I got it to do the emanation. I don't know why it's not going further.
You know, it's like this game is like a point.
It's not adventure. Going further because that's 30 feet.
No, he
right.
White
why isn't heel. It rolling the?
Did why you hit the button? Save the button to roll damage. 16 healing? Basic fortitude.
That's where I'm dead.
I say 16 points back to everybody.
I did that. That's just a roll I made to save against it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think he rolled it as a
As there you go.
Oh, everybody
there.
Expects
everyone gets four.
I haven't been hit yet, so I'm fine. That's weird because I probably have the highest hit points of the party.
What's yours?
20.
He beat me by one.
Well, that helps, but I'm still not.
Well, let me just heal it. There it goes.
So then we
also did it for 2 rounds, so it's not just 4. Spell has a range of 30 feet. If you're healing a living creature, increase the hit points restored by 8. So everybody got back 12.
Oh, okay. Well, SF, I'm maxed. Unless we leveled up. Did we level up, GM?
I don't know. I haven't read that far. You still have to go back to town and rest and buy stuff.
We go back to town and rest and buy stuff.
So somebody post how much money we have.
How much money does new spells cost?
I don't know. I haven't bought anything. But you go back through. You talk to Tamerly Taverdale. Yeah, I'm assuming you inform her of the horrors in her basement.
Yeah, this is like fucking
Listen, Penelope Penis. Your basement is filled with monsters and crap.
I'm not letting that one talk anymore.
It sounds I'm letting him talk. It sounds to me like there's more kobolds down there than the amount of fish I'm missing. I'll give you guys more money if you go back down there and finish investigating, and I'll even throw in two potions of healing.
All right, now you're talking. Hey. My language.
Total two potions of healing. Total.
Yeah, that's not enough. You know how many times I almost died down there?
Then I guess the monk won't be a whistle next time on. You're leaving the adventure, Mahogany?
That's bad.
I'm just going to kick her in the shin.
Oh.
That's all.
She drops the potions of healing. They shatter on the ground. You don't get
you've ruined everything. I hate everything. I'm never adventuring again. I'm going to become a guy who sells potions as a wizard.
I mean, people are going to need
you're an NPC now.
Anyhow, I'll look through the next part of this adventure to find out when and if you level up. I'm sure you do, but we're out of time.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Thanks for playing, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Cheers.
An elevator. Oh baby, what's that smell?